Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. We welcome you to the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us as we worship Him in song and prayer and in word. Let's worship Him. Let's sing together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God. And I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you and remember the Lord permitting and providing. Sister Linda and I are here weekdays at this same time. And if for some reason the radio time is inconvenient, you can always go to our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click Listen Online link, select the date, and worship with us on whatever date you would like. And then while you're on the website, if you'd like to make a contribution with your debit or credit card, just click Donate on the front page. Follow the prompts. There are no hidden fees or charges. You don't have to set up an account. All right, let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Psalms chapter 69, verse 13. David said, "But as for me, my prayer is unto Thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the middle of Thy mercy, hear me in the truth of Thy salvation." Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. If you will, be ready to take down our contact information in just a little while. From the Holiness Hymns, we're going to go to page 12. Sing with us on a great one. This is like heaven to me. We find many people who can understand why we are so happy and free. We've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. So when we are happy, we sing and we shout. Some don't understand us, you see. We're filled with the Spirit, there is not a doubt, and this is like heaven to me. Sing it now. This is like heaven to me. Yes, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. We've heard the sweet music, the heavenly chord, from glory land over the sea. A soul thrilling message from Jesus our Lord. And this is like heaven to me. Looking for Jesus with glory to come. 'Tis Jesus who died on the tree. A cloud of bright angels to carry us home. Oh, that will be heaven to me. Oh, that will be heaven to me. Yes, that will be heaven to me. A cloud of bright angels to carry us home. Yes, that will be heaven to me. Hallelujah. And going to the precious promise today before we pray, Lamentations 3:22, the Word of God said, "It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are as new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." I'm quite certain, according to this, that the mercies of the Lord and the compassions of the Lord go far to exceed anything that we could ever think or even come across our mind. He says they are new every morning. Praise the Lord. So you get up every morning with new mercies from the Lord and new compassions. He is faithful. Great is His faithfulness. Let's thank the Lord for that today. Let's just pray together. Everybody just bring your request to the Lord. Let's just pray. Father, we're thankful for your mercies. We're so thankful for your compassions. We're so thankful, Lord, that they're renewed every day. You never let us wake up with day-old stuff, but Lord, it's renewed every day. Lord, you never let us wake up with blessings that we didn't get yesterday and are just left over. You don't start us with leftovers, Lord. You start us with new mercies and new compassions. How we want to love you and how we want to praise you for that. I pray in Jesus' name today that you hear the prayers, oh Lord, that are being prayed right now, and minister to them and undertake. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll just stir each and every heart and life. I pray, Lord, you'll save our lost ones, heal the sick. Lord, just work out every difficult situation, and we'll give you praise for it today. Bless this service to touch some heart, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs 18:10, let's sing. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into and are safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into and are safe. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Where we try to minister to you with music that is based in the Word of God. I'll give you the contact information at the end of the service. Here's one simply entitled Paid in Full. When justice called for a payment for sin, no one worthy could be found among men. But the precious Son of God, with a cross and thorny crown, paid the debt with the blood of the Lamb. Paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. Free from sin, free to live, now I am. And it reads on the page where my sins were written down, paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, how great was the debt that I owed, bound to pay for the seeds I had sown. But in Jesus my Lord, a great treasure I have found. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, let's worship Him now, paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. Free from sin, free to live, now I am. And it reads on the page where my sins were written down, paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. And in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 1, through desire a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. Well, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Join us for the next broadcast. And after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you have something left and you'd like to share it with us, large or small, one time or more often, it would certainly be appreciated, and it is needful. And whether you have an offering or not, you can send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. Free from sin, free to live, now I am. And it reads
on the page.